member supported KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That is a band called Seven Horse, and the song's called Blackjack Moons. Chances are you guys heard it first right here coming out of Laguna Beach. And I say, let the Seven Horse run.
I agree.
That's what I say. Yeah, you do agree. So we are joined by the guys in the band, Joey and Phil. Thanks so much for taking the time, you guys.
Happy to be here, man.
Currently, you're on a tour of the entire United States.
That's right. We're coming into the home stretch of the U.S. tour. We're on the Dada 20th anniversary tour, where the support act, the opener.
Well, we'll touch on that and your connection to the band Dada, I guess, in just a second.
They've been treating us really well. But nice guys.
That's great. I imagine so. Yeah. You guys have known them for a while.
Yeah.
So you guys are just the two of you. And the sound on your bio, when you Google you guys on the internet, it's something like Dirty Blues meets something country, and it is just dripping with that filthy, filthy country. And I imagine it's been well received around the States, huh?
Really nice, yeah. Great all over the country, really. The Midwest and down south, we really got into it in Alabama and Texas. Mm-hmm. And, we've had a great time on the road this year.
Right on. So you guys have been playing music together for how long?
20 years or so.
20 years in a previous, a project that's going on right now, and that's Dada.
Yeah, so if you want to make sure you can get your new band out on tour, what you do is you put it out with your old band.
Exactly.
If your old band is out on a 20th anniversary tour headlining some nice rooms around the country, then what you do is you take your new band and you put that in the opening slot. And
you felt that was the best way to go rather than, because I do believe the Seven Horse record stands alone. Like it stands, on itself or whatever.
Well, we did 50 dates last year.
Mm-hmm. What type of venues right off the bat?
Small clubs, bars, the smallest place we could get into, really. Some of the dirtiest, sleaziest rooms in the U.S.
Right, I was just saying off the air, you guys, totally rocking in some of those sleazy dive bars. Like, I can't imagine, super high energy and probably really fun.
Those are the best nights.
Yep. Right.
The dirtiest, sleaziest, sweatiest, drippingest rooms you could be in. Those are the nights when we really excel.
Well, if you guys actually want to see this thing live, you guys are playing San Diego Brick by Brick just down the coastline tonight.
That's right.
And tomorrow at the Coach House, which is closer to Laguna Beach. So
yeah, Coach House is a little more buttoned up than we usually get into.
Right. So you're familiar with that venue.
Yeah. We've been in there a few times in our other band. So we plan on, causing them some stress and tearing the roof off the place.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow.
A weird venue. It looks like a beer hall.
Dinner time.
For Oktoberfest. There's just tables lined up and that's it. And people are sitting down during the shows.
Family style.
It's pretty cool. I guess when you look at the walls, all those pictures and headshots of people who have come through, it's kind of impressive.
It is. It's like a hall of fame in there.
Right. Again, Joey and Phil from the band Seven Horse in studio. We've been playing the song Meth Lab Zoso Sticker since we launched the radio station on October 15th. Totally rocking. The guys actually agreed to perform that live pretty soon in the studio, which is really rad. How would you say the sound is different from the Dada stuff to Seven Horse?
Well, I mean, it's like the flip side of the coin. Dada's a power trio, two harmony singers, it's a guitar, bass, drums trio with two guys singing up front. Mm-hmm. Seven Horse is a guitar, drums duo. Not a lot of harmony. I'm singing lead. I'm the drummer.
Right.
So it's a completely different
approach. It's straight ahead in your face type of stuff.
It's more of a Stones rock and roll versus rock and the Beatles, harmony rock and roll.
Dada's kind of heady, a little above the neck.
Sure.
Seven Horses below the belt.
No, I see that. Yeah. And they're both of them are very admirable, in their own right,
Sure.
And I imagine the audience that dug on or digs on that Dada stuff is certainly going to get on the Seven Horse
A lot of the time they do. Sometimes they're a little bit kind of taken aback because it's a side of our music that they've never even considered before.
Sure.
Sometimes they don't even recognize it.
That's happened a lot out there on the road where you'll hear afterwards, who are those guys in the first band?
It's amazing.
They don't even get it.
So here's what's going on right now. You guys are opening up around the country for this tour. Right. And then it's this Jared Fink character, a singer-songwriter. And then you guys play again as the headliner, as Dada. I imagine that's incredibly grueling. I mean, touring is nothing new to you guys.
How do I look right now? You tell me.
You look great.
I don't look so good, man. This is 6 weeks in. We're a little crispy around the edges.
I guess Joey was just telling me everybody, or somebody was just telling me everybody got sick on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But no cancelizations, right? The show
no
must go on.
No cancelizations. None. None whatsoever. We play through anything.
Right? What a blessing that is. All right, so the record's available right now. You guys, we highly recommend it. It's called Let the... Seven Horse Run. Seven Horse, is that reference to something? Because if it is, I don't know.
Well, you know, my my grandfather was from Chicago and ended up in Las Vegas in the gambling business. That's where I'm from, Vegas. So his standard, he played the ponies every day of his life, and his standard bet
was 20 on the seven horse to win. Oh, man, I see
where you're going with this.
Right. So naturally, the seven horse.
The seven horse.
And before I forget, you guys are both originally from where?
I'm from Vegas.
Oh, you just said that.
Yeah. Pay attention.
Okay. What about you?
I'm a Bay Area.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I just spent some time in San Francisco.
I was born in San Francisco.
Vibrant, amazing city, like straight out of a movie set.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really, with skyscrapers and trolley cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Beautiful.
So growing up, you guys were exposed to what sort of music? Like, what were your folks listening to type of thing?
You know, it was always... it was, for me, it was the Beatles and, you know, the classic 60s rock, but also mixed in with some Barbra Streisand. My mom loved Barbra Streisand, so that was on a lot. But I was usually in the room, you know, with Abbey Road cranked up really loud.
That's cool. That's really punk rock that you would admit that, you listen to a lot of Barbra Streisand just because it was around. That's
Well, right? Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack was always on, too.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know why.
I remember, what about you, Joey?
I mean, I guess, you know, the Beach Boys was a big influence from my parents, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of that Brian Wilson stuff is, you guys just on another plane musically, really.
Right.
When we play Beach Boys songs here on the radio, we figured it was perfect for Laguna Beach, but apparently...
nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it. Isn't that weird, you know? I guess maybe if we rip into some of those weird, obscure Brian Wilson tracks, maybe people will dig on it around here. We are listener-supported, KX93.5, which means, you know, we could use your membership help. Go to KX935.com, sign up as a member, and all sorts of things. We do want to play a song before you guys gonna rip into a song live in studio here, but The Party's On is a song that's not on the new record, correct?
Yeah, that's right. A couple of months ago, after we got off our first tour over the summer, was it summer, fall? I don't know. We got off the road anyway. We went into the
spring,
studio.
Summer,
recorded
fall.
A couple of songs. One of them we wrote on the road, which actually plays into your comment about the coach house with the pictures on the wall. There's a lot of rooms like that around the country.
Right.
So we wrote a song called Famous Faces about that. And then the other side of that single, we kind of put out a single old school style with an A and a B side. So the B side's Famous Faces. The A side is this song, The Party's On.
The Party's On. So this was written on the road.
Yeah.
And more or less.
More or less,
And recorded where?
We cut this track up in Coldwater Canyon in LA after we got home.
Cool.
The other track, Famous Faces, we did up in a little town called Weed, California.
I've heard of that town. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. What goes on around that town? There's not much to do, is there?
Not a whole lot going on in Weed. There is a music festival up there.
A music festival.
That's why we were visiting there.
You know,
the first time.
When you drive through California, you hit Gilroy, and that's all where all the garlics are, or whatever, all the garlic is, and they have the garlic festival. I was thinking, what do they have in Weeds?
Well, they have the 4/20 Blackbird Festival. That's the 4/20 festival.
Yeah, I figured that's kind of where I was going with that. How much of the record that's available right now was written beforehand, and how much was written just on the fly in the studio of Let the Seven Horse Run?
You know, a lot of it was written on the fly. We had a lot of
all those amazing guitar riffs and all that stuff. Really,
some of the riffs, but the songs weren't written. We put the song together in the morning and recorded it at night, basically.
Cool. Right on. Well, let's play a song real fast.
All right,
in the nature of keeping this thing moving. This is brand new. I guess
it's
more
or
less a
more
debut.
Brand new. Yeah,
you know,
in Laguna Beach, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It is Seven Horse with The Party's On, and then more from the guys in studio in just a few. KX93.5.
The law killed Marilyn, the voodoo killed. you're through. The money's gone, but the party's on in this town. I'm telling everybody, the money's gone, but the party's on in this town. The party's on in this town. The party's on.
There you go. The Party's On. That was a debut and exclusively here on member supported KX93.5 by Seven Horse. They do have a record available right now. It is totally rocking and you got to see them live. Actually, you got a chance tomorrow at the Coach House right here in, where's the Coach House?
It's San Juan Capistrano.
That's right. That's where it is. Mm-hmm. That's where it is. I'm new here. No, I'm not new here. I swear. So Phil and Joey from Seven Horse are in the band. It is just you two on stage. I imagine sooner somewhere down the line while you guys were on tour, someone asked you to play more or less a stripped down acoustic type of set, no? Or
is this the No, we've done it before. Yeah. We're even more stripped down than usual because sometimes I bring a snare drum in and some brushes. We decided just we're going to go
really stripped
down.
As it gets right
cool.
here.
Right?
I'm going to clap my hands. That's right. How stripped down it's going to get.
So the show tonight's at Brick by Brick in San Diego. Totally plugged in and totally rocking. You're
will
in
not
fact
be
on.
Stripped.
I'm sorry, what?
That will not be stripped.
No. Yeah, apparently you have another guitar for that. What do you like to play on stage then?
I got a Gretsch and a Tele and. I play this too.
Right. Yeah.
Amplifiers plugged in. Yes. Turned up loud. Yes.
Plugged
big
in
drum set. Yes. Loud.
Right. And you're singing behind the drums.
Singing behind the drums.
And you're
drums
just
up front on the lip of the stage, so you can get a good look.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that. So you guys were nice enough to actually play a song for us in studio on the fly, basically without a sound check, just miking you guys with the existing microphones we have here, which is a real treat for me. I get a performance, very intimate, right in front of my eyeballs. All right, so what'd you guys want to play first?
Well, since you guys have been playing it, we're going to do the Meth Lab Zoso sticker.
Very excited.
The laid-back version.
The what?
Countrified.
The countrified version.
I like
All right,
it.
Here we go.
There you go.
Have at it. I'm giving it all. I get it up. Rolled up in my pocket, 7-inch trigger finger, don't know how to stop it. Got a one-way pile driver, nowhere left to use it. I'm a supercharged freedom fighter, and I'm giving it all to you, yeah. Giving it all to you, giving it all to you now, yeah.
Guys, that's
all right.
Great. That's great. That makes me happy. That was live in our from our Pearl Street studios, where KX 93.5. That was an exclusive Meth Lab Zoso sticker, as done brilliantly by the guys from Seven Horse. Thanks again, you guys.
Thanks, man.
You're so very welcome, man. I appreciate you guys seeing our little operation here, exactly what we're trying to do.
This place is super cool. It's in a great spot. You guys got the beach right out the window. I would urge everyone who's listening right now to make a contribution and keep this place alive, because I'm going to tell you something. I've been all around this country. I've been to a lot of radio stations. There's not too many that exist that get to play the music that they want to play the way they want to play it.
Yeah.
If you want to hear this on the radio, you got to keep it alive. That's just the way it is, because there's no company, there's no corporation that's going to keep this thing going. Am I right or wrong?
Correct. And we run on donations and memberships, and we can advertise somebody's business as well. It's a new platform, and we're trying to blaze new trails.
I see a couple of businesses right out the window that could use some help around here.
Absolutely.
Hey, if you're listening across the street, get over here.
Have you guys spent any time in Laguna Beach? This place is a trip.
About 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
Yeah, you're doing it right now. I am new here as well. I've only been here since we launched a few months ago, but it's a very small town. Everybody knows each other. The only thing is, you know, people are driving like Maseratis or Ferraris down the street.
There's a lot of big money in this town.
There absolutely
is. Hey, big money people. Give some to the radio station.
Right. See, I could stop down the station on a Friday afternoon and have the guys from Seven Horse come in and do an impromptu interview. You know, I don't have a program director, you know, knocking on the door saying, you know, play Gautier again.
It's pretty unique. It doesn't happen that often. We've been around everywhere. There's not too many of them that exist.
Again, Phil and Joey from Seven Horse, totally rocking band. These guys are killing it around the country right now. And I hope this thing continues to go on. You guys have been fortunate enough to have music be your job, be your occupation. When was the last day job you guys really had that wasn't music related?
I had a job in the late 80s. Well, I had a series of jobs. I sold encyclopedias door to door at one point when there still would be, you know, before there. I was a kid. I tried to do that. I was a telephone sales guy. I used to sell, this is even better, I used to sell typewriter ribbons. IBM compatible typewriter ribbons over the telephone.
Wow.
That's a tough gig.
Those sell themselves, don't they?
Well, why would you want the IBM compatible typewriter ribbon instead of the actual real typewriter ribbon? It's cheaper, but they don't work. I did make pizzas at Pizza Hut.
There you go. All the while playing music?
All the while playing music,
yeah. Of course. What about you, Joey?
I worked at, you know, numerous record stores that, you know, eventually went out of business. Thank you.
That's really cool, though, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it beats selling typewriter tape or whatever.
It's a little better than selling typewriter ribbons over there.
A lot of that. I had a lot of crappy jobs. We don't need to talk about my crappy jobs.
So any advice you would give to someone who's, you know, was in your shoes or was, you know what I'm saying, who does work a day job just to facilitate their art during the evening time or whatever?
I would say don't enter a primetime television talent contest. Stay away from that, if at all possible.
Fair enough.
Get out and play some gigs, some real gigs, in front of some real human beings. Mm-hmm. And that's where you learn how to do this.
Yeah, it's about getting better with your, you know, taking your talent to the next level. It's not about getting famous. As soon as you make it about getting famous, you're on your way out. Mm-hmm.
And you better keep, you know, if you're going to do it as long as we've been doing it, you got to find a way to keep reinventing it, keep it fresh, and keep the creativity going.
And that's what the whole Seven Horse thing is about, right?
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. These guys are playing with, I guess, their other band, Dada, as well as Jared Fink. Catch them on tour right now. Is this the tail end of the tour?
I'm sorry. Yeah. This is the last two dates. San Diego tonight. Coach House tomorrow is the finale of the whole thing. That's going to be a great show tomorrow night in San Juan Capistrano.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys do have a presence on the internet, and if we tweet at you, you guys will tweet right back at us.
Yes.
It's @7horse_, I believe.
That's right.
On Twitter. Do you mind if we rip into another song? I want to play Low Fuel Drug Run
real fast.
Yeah, and then we'll kind of wrap it up with you guys, if you don't mind.
Alrighty.
All right, Seven Horse in studio. We are member-supported. KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. right, listener-supported radio, KX93.5. That was Seven Horse with Low Fuel Drug Run. Now, that was officially the first single, right, available to the general public off the record, Let the Seven Horse Run. Phil and Joey are in studio right now. What's really cool about this little project, not only are we broadcasting up and down the coast here in Laguna Beach, but if you go to our website, you know, we are streaming online everywhere in the world. Someone from Salt Lake City named Terry Ann just called the request line here. Said that she definitely digs on what you guys do.
Thank you, Terry
Ann. Thank you, Terry Ann. And she digs on the radio station as well. Also, Tyler just ran in and said, thanks to Z Pizza.
Z Pizza.
Maybe you guys want to write a jingle for them. That could be lucrative.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to work on that on the way back to the game.
It is Dirty Blues. I know that term is cliche and overused these days with bands like the Black Keys and whoever the hell else is doing it.
Right.
But it is Dirty Blues. It is dripping with. I'm not very not an eloquent speaker, but it's essentially what your music is, you guys.
It's dripping with something. We're going to leave that to your imagination.
Right? So you guys are nice enough to play another song in studio, which is very nice. We kind of alluded to it already, which is an ode to.
Yeah, this song, we wrote this song in West Texas on a day off. Now we're cruising across Texas trying to get back to L.A. And you get out in West Texas, there's not a whole lot going on out there. You can stop in Amarillo and have a 72-ounce steak. If you consume the entire piece of meat, they'll give it to you for free.
Or get a T-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, we have some time on our hands. Yes, it is incredible. Right. I mean, it's beautiful out there. But you know, we found ourselves playing a lot of rooms that remind you of the Coach House with all those pictures on the wall. And we had some good times out there, and we listened to a lot of country music. So we decided to write kind of a country song about it. It's called Famous Faces. 1, 2. Long, tall Richard with his fingers in his ears. Six blank faces gonna bring me to tears. Running all day just to throw and go. Playing South Congress ain't got nothing to show. Nothing to show. Down in Alabama, way down in Gulf Shores, I'm gonna get mine, so you better get yours. Cigarette butts just covering the floor. In the nick of time, we're coming back for more. Boot licking, chicken picking, Nashville skyline, Broadway tip jar, players on the main line. Four wall speakers and a bar in the back. Famous faces in the frames, but they ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. I stayed out late last night in Houston. Felt so good to be on my own. Everybody needs a night in Houston to feel all right, to feel at home. I left my weed back in Amarillo, but I can still drink about you tonight. Forget about the miles and the lines between us. If I ever get back, it'll be all right. Boot licking, chicken picking, Nashville skyline, Broadway tip jar, players on the main line, four wall speakers and a bar in the back. Famous faces in the frames, but they ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. Now, now. Let's try this now. I stayed out late last night in Laguna. It felt so good to be on my own. Everybody needs a night in Laguna to feel all right,
to feel at home. Bootlicking, chicken picking, Nashville skyline, Broadway tip jar, players on the main line, four wall speakers and a bar in the back. Famous faces in the frames, but they ain't coming back. Bootlicking, chicken picking, Nashville skyline, Broadway tip jar, players on the main line, four wall speakers and a bar in the back. Famous faces in the frames, but they ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. They ain't coming back. Now, now, the famous faces, they ain't coming. The famous faces, they ain't coming back. Back.
I know that's originally how you wrote it.
Beach. I never drop in the name of the city that I'm in. Actually, I do that every night. Every city in America, I've dropped it in there. I can't help myself.
I'm right. So tonight, San Diego. Tomorrow,
San Diego's in there. Yeah.
Tomorrow,
San Juan Capistrano. That's going to be tough.
Tough one.
Stayed out late last night in San Juan Capistrano. It's tough.
That's tough.
But I'm going to get it done.
Absolutely. Again, Phil and Joey from the band Seven Horse in studio. You guys, so fortunate to have you play a little intimate session. We are rolling tape on this. We're going to share it later on our website, available to download, and share it on Facebook and everything like that. Any parting words, anything you want to say to the general public who might not be familiar with this brand new project, Seven Horse, quite yet?
We'll get to a gig first. First and foremost, I mean, our thing is about playing out, playing live, being on the road, touring. So to really get what we're about, you got to come see it in person, because it's, you know, I certainly download the record and enjoy. But the band is about live on stage. That's what a rock and roll band is anyway. So
absolutely,
come on out and check it out tonight at the Brick by Brick, tomorrow at the Coach House.
Cool. So once this tour wraps up, what are you guys gonna do? Little hiatus, little time to chill?
Yeah, I'm gonna take a jacuzzi.
Very
and
nice.
I'm gonna take a shower.
Yeah. All right, and then I think we're gonna try to, you know, get back in the studio, record a little more, and then get back out on the road and do it all over again.
All right, very cool. Well, we are here for you. If there's anything you ever want to get the word out for,
we
you
will
know,
be back. Believe
dude,
me.
I hope so. We got to exchange business cards
let's
or something.
That.
Let's do that. All right. So again, let's go get that Z Pizza in
all
the
right,
next
yeah.
room. We'll see you at the San Juan Capistrano show tomorrow, right here in Southern California. Seven Horse. Thanks again, you guys.
All right.